listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the blessing of showing unexpected kindness. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 11, 12, and 13, where we read, "Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread and he ate, and they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Then David said to him, 'To whom do you belong, and where are you from?' And he said, 'I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind, and 3 days ago I fell sick.'" David and his men returned from a three-day march and found their city burned and their families gone. Amalekite raiders did to David's city what David and his men had done to many of the surrounding villages. It was a catastrophe. God used that crisis in many ways, but one of the most important was to bring David out of a season of spiritual decline and danger. First, David strengthened himself in the Lord. Then he inquired of the Lord. Then David did what God told him to do and brought others with him. As David and his 600 men set out after the Amalekites who attacked their city, they found an Egyptian in the field. They saw a lone man collapsed in the wilderness. Now, the easy and logical thing to do was to pass by the man and to keep up the pursuit of the Amalekites. One young slave already near death was sad, but it didn't compare to the need of all David's men and their families. But David and his men did something surprising. They showed unexpected kindness. They stopped and they gave him bread and he ate and they let him drink water. David stopped the urgent pursuit of the enemy to give one man bread and water. David even took a personal interest in the man, asking him, "To whom do you belong and where are you from?" With many other problems to think about, David took care and concern for a foreigner, and he showed simple help and kindness to a nobody. They didn't just give the Egyptian food and water, they gave him care and kindness. God honored the kindness of David, and it turned out that the desperate man was connected with the Amalekites that attacked David's city. He said, "I'm a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite." In showing unexpected kindness to this Egyptian, God showed David unexpected blessing. The Egyptian promised to guide David to the camp of the Amalekites. David showed unexpected kindness and God gave him an unexpected blessing. Now, we don't earn such blessings by our good deeds, but God promised to give us mercy according to the measure that we give it to others. Remember what Jesus said at Luke chapter 6, verse 38, "Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Even if you are in crisis or have important business to look after, show some unexpected kindness to somebody today, and God may surprise you with unexpected blessings.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.